Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, this is Josie with Affirmation Pod. I'm choosing not to have my usual format with my branding, ads, announcements. And as you saw in the title when you clicked play, this is an episode on processing the presence of coronavirus in our world. I'm recording this on the day the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Let me step back a bit and say there have been times when something is happening in our world, not a pandemic, but other things. And I've thought, you know, having an episode on whatever that topic or situation is might be useful or helpful. And the reason I haven't made episodes on certain topics or situations, because I know in some parts of the world, it's not affecting them. But for coronavirus, we're all aware of it. Its presence in our world is affecting us to different degrees, but it is affecting us. So I want to do my part to help us process the presence of coronavirus and all that comes with it. If you're like me, there are so many emotions and thoughts and differences of opinion that have come up in the last couple months. I'm not going to have an outro for this episode. Our quote-unquote regularly scheduled programming will publish on Sunday, like normal. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need. Or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule. And you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. But right now, here's processing the presence of coronavirus in our world. I'm human. I'm living in flesh and blood. I'm living in 2020. It's the age of a 24-hour news cycle. And the reality of coronavirus here on planet Earth. Processing. Every day I'm processing news, information, misinformation. I'm processing what it means to my daily life. To the lives of those I hold dear and the lives of those around the world. I have questions about the coronavirus. I have questions about the prognosis. I have questions about the short term and the long term. And I also have feelings. Emotions from all sides. Some differing in tone, intensity, and power. I'm managing this. I make time to process my feelings in words, in art, and in any one of my favorite forms of expression. I process my thoughts in words, in art, in any one of my favorite ways of getting my thoughts out. I process these moments in my words, in my art, in the ways I process things best. I know in all of this, I'm responsible for the decisions I make about how and where I spend my time. I've got clarity on the messages and protocol for hand washing, social distancing, and testing. I recognize the adjustments and changes I need to make, and I own any feelings of resistance or rebellion that come along with that. I adapt because I am adaptable. And in all of this, I keep going in processing the other experiences of my life. I keep going in my practices of self-love and building my self-worth. As I keep updated on this coronavirus, I manage the volume of information I'm taking in. I manage the sources of information I open myself to. I manage to limit the damage on my mental health and well-being. I send healing and recovery to those experiencing this coronavirus. I send care and comfort to those who have lost a loved one. I send calm and reassurance to those whose livelihood are affected. I send strength and endurance to the healthcare staff. I send wisdom and alert eyes and minds to the scientists. I send sound judgment and leadership to the governing authorities. I send love all around this world and the power to connect with and uplift each other in this moment. I send love all around this world and the power to connect with and uplift each other in this moment. I send love all around this world, and the power to connect with and uplift each other in this moment. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.